Dorum, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishneh Dalet. Koinim sheni oise al pi abo val pi ovicho, val pi ochi val pi ochicho. What this means is that she will not do, she asks up, that she will not do al pi is an interesting lashon. What it means is, I won't do for them. Normally when somebody is doing something for somebody, they're doing something al pi v'etzivui. So the lashon al pi means, al pi abo means that I'm asking myself from doing melocha for my father, for your father, my brother, your brother, all these close relatives, and the Yochel HaHofer. These are not Yidui Nefesh, and they're also not between the couple, so it's not Dvarim Shebeinu Leveino. I mean, it could get sticky if she can't take care of her father-in-law. Not very pleasant, but it's not Dvarim Shebeinu Leveino by definition. If she says, however, Koinum, the mission doesn't say the word Koinum, but that's what it means, She'eni Oysa Al Picha, I'm not going to do for you, and it's Tzarech Lahofer. There, since she's Meshubid, so Tanakama holds the net is not Chal in the first place. Ain't other Moise Dovah Sheni Shaloi, could I ask her up on a net in your field? So her doings are Meshubid to her husband. The Mishnah in Ksubis lists off a whole tzettel of melachas, of things that a woman's Mechoyiv to do for her husband. Cooking, cleaning, baking, etc. So how could she ask her herself from doing any melacha, and other moisa davish and shaloi. Certainly, if she asks herself bitashmish on her husband, it's not chal because her guf is completely meshubid. She's owned l'tzarich zeh by her husband. That's mamish oisa davish and shaloi. Reb Kiva argues, and he says like this: it's possible that a woman will be able to finish all her melachas, everything she's meshubid to, both maisi adayim, Melachas Habayis, everything that's mentioned, we don't have to go into the details in the fifth parak in Ksubis, Mishneh Tes. Kenzan, she'll finish up everything, and she still has time left. She has Kvitsa Derech. Hadofa, the extra time, whatever she does, the Neder could be Chal now, Legabe that. Yofer, let him be made for that. Shemitadif Olov Yoisim in Aroi Loi, maybe she'll be able to do more than that which is roi, lefi her station in life, lefi her matziv, kimavu in the mission over there. Now, the pashtus is that the machlokes, the Tanakama and Rabbi Kiva is not an adorim dika machlokes, it's a ksubas dika machlokes. That means that the Tanakama holds that even if a woman does hadofa, the halacha is it shaykh to her husband. May say that I'm a shaykh to her husband. Kiva holds not. Kiva holds there's a certain limit. If a woman could push herself and do more, then not. The Mishnah, the Gemara, I'm sorry, in Ksubas Daf Samach Vav is mitzamtzim the machlokes even more. And it makes it the machlokes is only hadofa al yidei adchak. That's for sure that there's a limit. And if a woman decides to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and do something, that for sure that's shaykh to her. The shayla is if she's pushing herself and she pushes beyond her endurance. So the shayla is whether that's bechlal. Reb Kiva holds that that's shaykh to her. And therefore, she could answer it. And therefore, he needs to be made for it. The Tanakhama holds, no, even that is shaykh to the husband. The regular hadofa is definitely shaykh to the husband. Now, we'll add one more detail. Aviv Vayit, it's beyond what she's meshubat him. So why should he be able to be made for? L'cha, it's not Dvarim Shebeinu Leveino. And on that, Tosis explains in Ksubis, and Dafnu Tes, that you have a woman who's every second has to mess ois. She has to measure. Is she doing for her husband? Is she doing for herself? Doing her husband herself? Is it also? Is it not also? Is she beyond? That itself is Dvarim Shebeinu Leveino. Living in such a matziv is Dvarim Shebeinu Leveino. So then this nether, by definition, he has a right to be made for. So he has to be made for because it's not meshuvah to him. But it does affect him and the quality of their relationship. And therefore, he can be made for. Rabbi Yechem ben Uri Yayme Yofer Shemi Gashenu Te Asur Olov. Rabbi Yechem ben Uri is Mechadash Anu Svara. He holds Betzim like the Tanakama. That Betzim, the Neder, is not Chal at all 2 days. She's completely meshuvah to him. However, the Neder could be Chal now, Klape when he's Megarish her. Klape then? She's not meshuvah to him. So let it be Chal then. Now, if it'll be chal then, so what's the problem? So then it has nothing to do with him. It's not Dvarim Shebeinu Leveino. How could he be mefer? Yofer. Why? Tei asur olov. So the Gemara explains that what that means is, Shemi Yigashenu. And then the halacha is, if you're going to say that the neder is chal then, l'b'shaz gerishin, then he'll never be able to take her back. There's a mitzvah for a person who divorces his wife to be machzor grushos. He can't take her back. Why? Because once the neder is chal, So then there's always going to be walking a sticky line. Chazal were goes to b'chi agavna, that a husband that has an isser hanof from his wife to the husband, they can't get married. Mameli, he won't be able to remarry her. Even now, that's considered infringing on the quality of their relationship because it's a relationship that can't be into santazach. He can't be megarish and take her back. So Mameli, it's dvam shebeino leveino because it affects their relationship. It has something to do with their relationship. So he can be mefer, but it needs hafar. Now, the chap over here, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, is saying something can be chal, not kapi now, klapi later. We call that ein adam ayse dovish shaloi bala oilom. So the Gemara relates this to the algemeina machlokes, whether a person could be makne dovish shaloi bala oilom. Could a person be makne fruits of a tree that haven't grown yet? It's machlokes in many places in Shas between Rumei and the Chacham. That's what it's talking about. This is the tli of the sugya in Ksubis, Dafnun Ches, and Dafnun Tes with some shakal v'tayah. Mishnah Hey. Nodra ishtoi v'sovash and nodra bitoi. His wife made an eder, and he has a koyach hafara on his wife's nedarim. He also has a koyach hafara on his daughter's nedarim. We're talking here about she's either a ketana mufla smucha leisha, or she's a naira. So the Mishnah says both variations where he made a mistake. It was nodra ishtoi v'sovash and nodra bitoi, or nodra bitoi v'sovash and nodra ishtoi. The Gemara makes a tzrichas out of it. The point over here is that it's a toz. And the tzrichas over here is which one does a person have more kpeda? He'd rather his wife's nedarim or his daughter's nedarim. The same type of mistake you have where she made a neder for nezirus, and he thought that she made a neder for a korban, nodra b'korban, v'sovash nodra b'nozir. Now, l'chad, if a woman made a korban, it's not dvarim shebeiner leveino, it's also not inu nefesh. So what we're talking about over here is she asked something like a korban or nezirus. She asked herself b'nezirus. And that toast, Miller would make the haforin to be toys. Nodrum and Atainim, Visavish and Nodrum and Anovim, Nodrum and Anovim, Visavish and Nodrum and Atainim. Also a toys as to what was asked. Hareze Yachse Vyofer. Chere was Hufar, Besho that it was betoys. So the hafor is not chal, so he has to be made for again. Al Chod is a Pashto Svara. But there would be a mokum to say in Svara maybe that the Hafara Lamaisi is Megali doesn't want her ned this. Maybe it should be Chal. Lamaisi, the Gemara learns it out because the Pasuk says, Yoni oiso. It has to be that he is Menea, her. Lafuke, if he meant his daughter and he said his wife. Wife, daughter. Also the Pasuk says, Veshomavi est nidro. He has to hear her neder. That specific neder, not a different neder that she made. So because of that, the Gemara with this pasuk learns that hafara betoyis ain't hafara. The Gemara adds also that hakoma betoyis is also not a hakoma.